From Cap Radio in Sacramento, this is Insight. I'm Randall White in for Beth Ruyak today. The value of a college degree is the highest it has been in decades. Graduates have better labor market success than less educated adults, including much higher wages and lower unemployment rates. Yet not all Californians have the same access to those benefits. This is according to new research by the Public Policy Institute of California. Joining us today to help explain what can be done to level the playing field is one of the study's authors, Director of Research Sarah Bone. She's on the phone from San Francisco. Welcome to Insight, Sarah.
Thank you for having me, Randall.
So this is, I guess, a bit of a good news, bad news study. Let's start with the good news, how college degrees can help your financial success now really more than any time in the past few decades, right?
That's right. The value of a college degree in California is higher than it's ever been, and it continues to grow. The bad news, of course, is that too few Californians are earning those degrees. But a typical full-time worker with a bachelor's degree in California earned about $80,000 in recent years. Those with just a high school diploma earned less than half of that, about $36,000.
So that's a huge disparity, and it can be traced to the degree.
That's right. More Californians are earning degrees little by little, but wages continue to grow, which is a sign of both kind of the demand for education in our labor market today and kind of the value that those skills are bringing to the modern economy.
Sarah, your study says California is increasingly becoming a knowledge-based economy. How so? A lot of us, when we hear the different financial numbers and such, hear it as more of a service-based economy, but you're saying it's more knowledge-based.
Well, there is a great divide in the opportunities afforded to us in our labor market today, and this isn't just a California phenomenon, but it's national as well. So it's really about kind of accessing those good-paying jobs. So we know unemployment rates are low, jobs are growing in California, the economy seems to be churning at a high rate, and that's good news, but you need to consider kind of what those jobs that are available in our economy afford to a worker or a family. And that's where kind of the value of having that knowledge and training comes in terms of accessing jobs at the kind of high end of the spectrum.
So beyond the income differences, which you explained, can more than double your salary from a high school diploma to just a bachelor's degree. What are some of the potential benefits of a college education for California students beyond that?
So we look at, you know, other kind of employment-related outcomes. Workers with more and more levels of education are less likely to be unemployed or out of the labor force. They're less likely to be in poverty or accessing social safety net benefits like food assistance, housing assistance. And their jobs afford them other benefits beyond wages that include things like employer-provided health insurance, retirement accounts, or paid vacation leave. All good things that come with having a college education and access to those kind of jobs.
There's a difference between income and wealth. Income is that paycheck that you get, you know, each couple times a month. Wealth is something you acquire and pass down, and higher education plays a role in accumulation of that wealth, correct?
That's right. The more that you earn on an annual basis and just kind of the gains that accrue to workers with higher education in today's economy means that they can build more wealth over time. And this is a critical thing to consider when we look at issues of economic mobility, who's able to move up the income or social ladder and who is not able to do so.
And the ability to purchase a home in California, which is getting harder and harder, once again, with a degree, more people that have degrees are able to buy homes, which is part of that wealth equation.
Exactly.
So
we all know it's hard to afford living in California today. So it's important to make sure that we, provide broad access to the skills and training that will help more people do so.
How does the education level of one's parents play into the whole equation?
There's definitely a strong correlation between the educational attainment of your parents and the odds that you, as a child or young adult, will also earn a college degree. And that's a consistent finding kind of across the nation, across countries, and is a critical factor in economic mobility. But that's not the entire story, because we know that there's been a lot of generational progress historically in more and more Californians earning college degrees, out-earning their parents in terms of educational attainment, and then out-earning them also in terms of dollars in their adulthood. And the fact is that kind of that progress has stalled quite a bit in California.
And then those people that are currently getting degrees, they can then pass that down to their kids, will be more likely to go to college and get a degree.
Yeah, that's part of it. I mean, considering the cost of going to college is one way that having that wealth, having access to information about college and earnings on an annual basis helps higher income families or families whose parents have earned college degrees also pass that down to their children.
Is there also the possibility that the parents are setting sort of a social standard that the kids then just are expected to get a college degree, where in some families that might not be expected socially?
That's a really important point. We didn't look at that in this report, in part because it's hard to gather data on this. And, you know, this report is really trying to look at a lot of the kind of data that's available that can point us towards kind of where we're at in economic mobility and educational attainment. But I think, you know, those kind of social considerations are an important factor, and is one reason why kind of outreach that that we do as a state, as higher education institutions, outreach to students who may not have that same kind of social background that can help them, you know, seek college degrees and have the information to know how to get there is really critical in improving outcomes broadly in California.
We're speaking with Public Policy Institute of California Director of Research Sarah Bone about the value of a college degree in today's California. And at the beginning, I mentioned good news, bad news. Let's get into the bad news area a little bit more and talk about racial disparity. What did your study find?
So we find that about a third of Californians have a college degree, but there are striking and troubling gaps in who earns a college degree. So among young adults in California, Asian American and white young adults are 2 to 3 times as likely to have a college degree as compared to African American or Latino young adults in California.
And did the study look into the why behind that?
We did look into kind of where these gaps emerge and kind of the progress that we've made in California on this front. It's these kind of gaps in college attainment and filter through a lot of educational outcomes and are the target of a lot of policy effort and other work to try to mitigate them. So we did look at kind of, you know, how high school graduation rates, already you start to see some gaps in who graduates from high school and then who attends college and which college they attend differs a lot according to your socioeconomic background.
Now, if I read the numbers right this morning, your study finds California is doing better than the nation as a whole when it comes to getting lower income students into college, but then those students don't necessarily go on to earn a degree.
Yeah, there's actually a lot of good news there. So even in the lowest income category that we're able to look at, which is families earning $30,000 a year, 67% of high school graduates in those families go on to college soon after graduating from high school.
So more than two out of three. That's impressive.
That is impressive. And it's higher than the rest of the U.S., just by a small margin, but nonetheless is higher. So that's some good news about California's kind of broad access to college through kind of the multiple segments and institutions that serve those students.
All right. So you say that action is needed in 5 critical areas. And if we could just break them down one at a time, starting with college preparation.
Sure. I mentioned a bit earlier that this kind of information piece about making sure that even as early as middle school, students understand the requirements that are needed to get them into a four-year institution, it's really important to make sure that it's broadly understood, not just for students from high-income families whose parents have gone to college, but for all students. And that's because 60% of high school students today are identified as socially disadvantaged, meaning that they're either from low-income families or their parents didn't graduate from high school. And actually, Latino and African-American students in California are much more likely to be identified as such. So it's critical to make sure that this information piece about college, what students need to do to access college in the first place, is available, that they have information and guidance to help them make decisions on that front.
And for some, financial aid is critical in going to college. What did your study find there? Or what would be the critical action step to take on that level?
Sure. I'd mention some good news, bad news there. California is generous with its financial aid and targets it to low-income students through Cal Grants. And that's excellent because a lot of low-income students in California pay no tuition. But we know that going to college isn't just about being able to make tuition, but your housing, your food, other needs need to be met at the same time. And of course, we all know that making ends meet in California, given our cost of living, is a challenge. So financial aid that considers not just tuition relief, but other kind of needs of students would be critical for expanding access, especially for low-income and underrepresented students.
Did your study look at loans at all? I know there are some students that, you know, their parents make more than enough where they don't qualify for the financial aid, but not enough to then pay for them to go to school. So they take out these loans that then become a huge burden after they graduate. Or if they don't graduate, they still have to pay those off.
We didn't look at that in this study, although it's the subject of some prior work at PPIC, and I think it's really important to address in the future.
And then transfer to four-year universities, because not everyone starts out of the gate at a four-year university. I, for one, went to community college first. And so getting people to go from community college to four-year is an area you want to address.
Exactly. And you're actually the norm. Most students in California start at California's community colleges, and a larger share of underrepresented students and low-income students start at community colleges. Relatively few, actually end up being able to transfer, in part because of the kind of barriers that are imposed. So improving transfer pathways to really enable the large share and the diverse students served by California's community colleges to make that step to earn their bachelor's degree is critical. And the colleges and working with the UC and CSU systems have made great strides in making those pathways more clear in California through the Associate Degrees for Transfer program. And that's a ripe area to build on and improve those pathways.
Yeah, those two systems, CSU and UC, have worked a lot in that area. And when you're in the four-year, you can take classes at the community college to help finish your four-year.
That's fantastic. I mean, the more that these segments can articulate and coordinate, I think is really promising for improving outcomes for students, just because, they serve so many different missions and so many diverse students that this coordination is a key factor.
Yeah, they used to feel like islands and they feel a little more integrated now. Another area you mentioned is college access. What do you mean by that?
Sure. I mean, as I mentioned, community colleges serve kind of that underrepresented low-income student group more so than the UC and CSU systems when you just look at the data. Although the CSU system certainly serves a larger share of underrepresented race ethnic students according to their race and ethnicity and their low income status as compared to UC. Both of those segments, though, have improved in terms of expanding access to a wide range of student groups in California, and that's an area to continue to build on. There are ways that potentially they could give additional priority to underrepresented students in just being able to enroll in CSU or UC. But it would be hard for that alone to improve access if we're not able at the same time to expand capacity in the UC and CSU system so that they don't have to turn away qualified students, which today they do need to do because they're out of space.
And finally, the challenge of getting people to that graduation stage.
That's right. There, you know, we've made also improvements in graduation rates and the kind of gaps across student groups, but they remain. Students who attend UC are much more likely to graduate than those who attend CSU or community colleges. And so there is continual attention paid to improving those graduation rates, especially right now with the CSU graduation initiative, which in just a few years has shown real improvements, not just overall, but also for across kind of the student underrepresented or disadvantaged student groups we've been talking about. But that's really the key, is expanding access to college without also helping students succeed is would be kind of an empty promise.
So, Sarah, before we wrap up here, give it to us in a nutshell. Are we on the right path for getting more students into college and graduating from a diverse set of backgrounds?
I think we have some really great progress to build on, but more effort is needed across all higher education segments in California. Because the demand, the need for improving college completion and this route to access economic mobility for all Californians is so large and is really a pressing need, that we need to really dedicate more effort and strategies to this important issue.
All right. Public Policy Institute of California Director of Research Sarah Bone on the importance of getting a college degree in today's California and steps we should take to make sure everyone has equal access to those benefits. Thank you so much for being on Insight with us this morning, Sarah.
Thank you, Randall.
And if you want to take a look at that study, we'll have it up and online soon. There's more on our website at capradio.org/insight. You're listening to Insight on your NPR station, Cap Radio.